Now we are going to discover your inner toolbox. This means we are going to start to discover it, and you'll probably notice that more thoughts are coming up. And when you redo this exercise, more and more thoughts will come up as well. Before we start, make sure you can sit in a quiet, relaxed place. Turn off your phone and other distractions. And be ready to be with you and whatever thoughts comes to your mind. Also, I recommend that you have your workbook or piece of paper and a pen so you can jot down any thoughts that comes to you. As you settle down, take a few deep cleansing breaths. Let go of any challenge you had this day, any thoughts about what you're going to do next, and be present in this moment as best as you can. Take another deep breath in and let go of any tension in your body. Good. As you start looking up for your inner toolbox and opening up for it, there's some questions for you to answer. And answer these in your mind. And don't be pushing the answers to come, but let them be as best as you can, let them come and see whatever it is that's coming up for you. It might be a complete surprise, something you had stored very hidden in your body that want to come forth. So just be open and exploring. Then you will discover your inner toolbox. So what the situation where you completed a task stands out for you because they were recognized by others? You may have received a compliment, someone may have told you that you made a difference with what you did, or you might have received recognition for your actions just by a smile or someone standing more upright. Whatever come to your minds, where you did something small or big, where you got special recognition, let that come forth in your mind right now. In what situations did you make even a small difference in someone's life? Here you might not have gotten special recognition, but you know that you helped out and that what you did was important. Those situations will come to your mind right now. What things have you created that made you feel good or even proud of yourself? Your answers can include objects or actions, for example, completing repairs in your house, arts and craft projects, no matter how small they seem for you. It can be something you've written or when you're helping out others. Be pictures you have taken. Whatever it is that comes to your mind right now, make sure to notice it. There's no right or wrong answers. There's no comparison how big or small the tasks are. Whatever it is, that's just right. So what things have you created that made you feel good or even proud of yourself? Let that come forth right now. From who and for what have you received a compliment? Right now. And now I want you to look at yourself from the outside. Step out and see yourself sitting in your chair. And notice what your family, friends, neighbors, schoolmates, or co-workers say that makes you special. What words would they say about you? Be as honest as you possibly can. Look at you from the outside perspective. And be open to really notice that you are capable of something very special. And that other people, they look at you, seeing the things that you might not see yourself. Be open to what they see and take all the good stuff forward. Only the positive thoughts are welcomed here, because this is about finding out your inner toolbox, and people from the outside often see that much better than we do. So when you step out of yourself and are aware, you might have gotten a hint of something and you say, no, that's not true, that's not right, that's not me. Well, I believe it is. When you go in and you notice the things, there's something there, something very special, something that you can do that is part of your uniqueness. Be open to the possibilities. Be open to discover it some more. So even the slightest hints of an idea is something for you to discover. In a minute, I welcome you to open your eyes and write down any thoughts you've gotten. And make sure to put every little bit in your sheet. Be open to discover it, and be open to redo this exercise a couple of times and discover more and more about your inner toolbox. Also, as you move forward, notice any thoughts other people are coming to you with. Anything that they say, they do, that make you think that, oh, maybe there's something that I ought to recognize in me in this moment. As you open up and discover your inner toolbox, make sure to put your tools to use. Own them. Be with them. And grow from your inner toolbox. Take a few deep breaths. Stretch yourself. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back.